Anna, it's been a dynamic season at the best of times. So, one you've been pleased to be a part of?
Yeah. It's been absolutely fantastic. You know, I think from day one we've set out some goals we wanted to achieve, from, you know, firstly playing good netball that we could be proud of and that people wanted to come and watch, to securing, you know, top four place, and working our way into the grand final. And we've managed to hit those targets all four, so I'm a very happy coach.
That director of Netball or Wasps will be listening, no doubt. So, without going into too much detail, how have you all prepared?
Yeah, I mean, again, a bit of a cliche. We'll be going through the usual week that we always do, because it stood us in good stead so far. We might just cut a little bit of training down. The girls are lifting less weights in the gym, so they're nice and fresh to go into the weekend. But for us, the preparations are the same. We analyse the opposition and we get our performance analysis team led by Andy Butterworth to, you know, look at some specifics as a coaching team, and the girls get a bit of homework to do. So nothing different than what we do every other week of the season.
Let's have a look at a couple of the players. Beth, Shamira and Peace, after the Com games, they obviously came back, and could the squad feel their extra energy they brought back?
Yeah, I mean, we were in a good place after the Commonwealth Games break. I got into the post fairly late, even though there'd been some crossover with Karen. You kind of don't really find your feet till you start leading the ship on your own. And I think for the girls, obviously, it made sense that they still went to Karen a little bit more than me. So when Karen, you know, left, it was you know, a case of building the rapport with the girls, and that happened. But still, we were straight into game. So I think the opportunity to work with the girls, get to know them on a one-on-one, and just kind of, I suppose, solidify where we wanted to go as a group were really important through that Commonwealth Games break. And then for Shamira, Peace and Beth to have the amazing Commonwealth Games that all of them did and come back with confidence was brilliant for our group. And I think they were keen to put into practice some of the stuff that they'd learned, but they were obviously full of it, which you can't help but, you know, feel, and it just lifted the group even more.
Much better that there wasn't really too much of a break between the end of the Com games and almost straight back into the league.
Yeah, I mean, for us it was perfect because it did give us that opportunity to get to know each other. So, you know, I think it was probably just about right for us in terms of the break, but it couldn't have been any perfectly planned, really.
How have you seen Nat this season? She's a true leader, isn't she, in every sense?
Nat Panagari is just an outstanding athlete. She's an outstanding person. She really motivates the group and keeps the group on track. She's extremely focused on what she wants to achieve. Her work ethic on the court is incredible. And she has also been a great support for me as Natalie, and just somebody that I can say, you know, happy, this seems like it's going in a good direction. And if her, our Beth as vice captain, you know, feels that the group needs something or something needs to change, you know, we have a good relationship where we can, you know, push and pull back on each other as needed to make sure that training's going as it should be. So she's just absolute phenomenal person as well as athlete. I couldn't speak any highly of Natalie.
This time round as well, you'll have Ella back for the final. Obviously, Lauren's come back as well, so having people like that you can draw on if you need.
So happy. Yes, so happy for Ella. She's just worked incredibly hard behind the scenes to not have her. You know, last season must have been heartbreaking for the group because I've seen how much she does bring. Now she's fully fit and operating at full strength. So to have her back, she's just different. She's just a different player. Her timing's beautiful. It feeds into Peace. It's great. And I think the centre court get confidence, the fact that Ella feeds Peace so well. And she's quite calm and she's just very, very effective as well. And you mentioned over Lauren Steadman, she's stepped up after the Commonwealth Games when Beth Cobden was still on rest and put out an absolutely incredible performance against Sasha Corbin at Mavericks. And I do think that was crucial to our win against Mavericks. And I think the other thing with Lauren is, even though she doesn't get the court time that I'm sure she'd like, you know, players want to play netball, she's on it at training, she's an absolute pleasure to be around. And, you know, the reason this group is such a strong group is that the 15 athletes that we've got push each other week in and week out and come with a real positive attitude. And they all put in on the video analysis. You know, there's no time missing out on the gym because they're sulking. They're on it all the time. It's a very special group.
Wasps may have that experience in the squad in the finals, but as for the Copper Box, I mean, you were there last week for London Live. You've been in the arena as well for a few games this season, so how's that gonna help mentally?
The atmosphere in the Copper Box the other week was, you know, amazing with 3,000 spectators. Hopefully, I'm sure we'll get more than that this weekend. We want to put out just a real solid performance. You know, I'd love it if the girls got there and played their best netball. That's all I can ask of any group that you coach, is to put out their best performance. And if Wasps are better on the day or make a couple of key decisions that give them the win, we can't do any more than what we're capable of. And I know the girls just all want to put in a good shift, you know, do the team some justice, make the right decisions at the right time, and hopefully bring the trophy home. You know, Wasps are a very experienced group. You've got, you know, players in there that have played for England, that have lifted trophies with other franchises previously, and of course Wasps last year, you know, and a very formidable player coach in Tamsin Greenway. So, you know, we know we've got to be good on Saturday. We know we've got to go there and take our game to Wasps, and we've done that. Every team we've played against, we're very much focused on us on the day, and that we need to put a shift in. And you know, Saturday, I think what was pleasing against Thunder is it was a really tight game, and we responded well at key times. We got, you know, the interceptions that we needed to make sure that the game was ours, and, you know, incredible shooting percentages, and we're 96%. We're going to have to be even better than that on Saturday. And we know that there's nowhere to hide. We're going to front up, and we're going to take the game there.
How are things going into the game at the weekend? All well?
Yeah, all good. You know, tight game against Thunder, so we've made sure that the girls have, you know, had a bit of rest and recovery, some massage and physio time. But other than that, the girls are fit and no injuries to date.
I spoke to Karen this morning, and in the final, you won't believe who she's going for.
I hope you say a lightning if she's in big trouble.
Well, she actually said Roger Federer because I didn't ask her about the Super League. So
Yeah, very good, very good.
nice to obviously hear that support from Karen.
Yeah, she's been, you know, supportive in the background for me and the girls. And you know, it's always good to hear from Karen, because you know that, you know, these girls have such a great relationship with Karen. And you know, I feel very much part of this group of players' journey as well. You know, there's not just one coach that's involved in any team of players. You know, that Karen's been involved a long time, as has Maggie and Liv, and I'm lucky enough to come in and work in a great environment that Karen's set here, that she's very proud of and that should be, with a great bunch of players that she's identified. So I get the investment from her and the support that she given me. And when we had the transition originally, it was great to work with Karen and to see how she does things on a daily basis and learn from the best, which, you know, part of the reason I took the job here at Lightning was to improve as a coach. I know I'm not the finished article, but, you know, I'm a lot better coach now than what I was at the beginning of the season, because I've been surrounded with great players, a great multidisciplinary team, and obviously the fantastic assistant coaches in Liv and Maggie, who's obviously my rock, and we follow each other around. So yeah, it's great to have Karen backing us.
The nice thing is, though, Anna, you believe in a strong squad for whoever's taking that role on next.
I mean, I like to think so, that the girls have stayed on track. They've put out some good performances, and as I referenced earlier, they're just a great set of girls who want to improve. They're self-motivated. You don't have to get on the cases too much, don't get me wrong. There's always a couple in every group, which makes them a little bit more interesting. But yeah, whoever takes this role on will be gifted a brilliant set of girls, as I was, that they can hopefully continue to make better and better. And if the grand final win doesn't happen this Saturday, then I'm sure it's not far around the corner for this group of girls.
And would you have a message of thank you to the Lightning fans who've been with you this season?
Oh, the Lightning fans on Saturday were just absolutely immense. When we needed them, they showed up. I mean, we notoriously tend to get, proper netball supporters who tend to watch the game and can be a little bit quieter than other on venues. But we've really built up a younger following who like to make themselves known at games, and on Saturday they were absolutely electric. It really did make a difference to us, and they've just been brilliant all season. I mean, we've a couple of supporters that go to every single home, every single away game, and I've just never known that. So I would like to thank them for how supportive they've been for me on social media and at games, and for the girls as well, because when we did have those couple of losses pre-Commonwealth Games, the fans just kept showing up and kept showing the support, and I think ultimately that's stood us in good stead at times.